You're listening to This Is How We See It with your host, Eric Lee, the show where we say it like we see it.
Thanks for tuning into the show. Welcome to it. My name is Eric Lee, and in the studio with me, I've got Miss C.
Hello.
Tanae.
I'm back.
And joining us for the second time, it's been a while since you've been here, is Tanisha.
Hi, guys.
Mm-hmm. So, let's get right into it. So, Usher has finally spoken out about, well, at least the last girl, and I can't remember her name, but the last girl who accused him of giving her herpes. Now, he hasn't basically spoken out about the other ones, and he has not ever denied the fact that he has herpes. But this particular girl, and, you know, she's about 19, I think, maybe so.
Mm-hmm.
But the people around him are saying that it didn't happen. Usher is basically saying he never had sex with her. That's what he's basically saying. He said, I never, ever was intimate with this girl.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the people around him are saying that it's kind of impossible because
she'd be a big girl.
And apparently Usher kind of likes him a little thinner.
Mm-hmm.
So he's saying, you know, the people are saying that, you know, there's no way that Usher slept with her. He's saying that he didn't. But here is what I'm going to say. And y'all tell me if I'm wrong. How many times have y'all been at a club, right? Late night, club about to close. You feeling it. It ain't really nobody in there that, you know, is your cup of tea, right? That you would kind of, you know, approach. But then there's a willing and waiting soul.
And especially if nobody else would know it.
Exactly.
And that soul would stay willing and waiting.
Yes. And you kind of been like, well, you know, I wouldn't normally do this.
No.
But since you're here and you're willing and you're alive and you got a pulse.
I don't think he looked for
Let's go on and do this. So.
But you know what? Now, I can see that happening, but not with, I don't feel like Usher would have to do that.
See, that's my other thing too. I don't know if Usher, I mean, but I don't really have to do that either. But I don't see
him, he don't have to do that. And then when will he ever be at a club by himself?
Maybe, you know, he was probably with his boys.
Yeah,
I'm pretty
with his
sure.
boys and stuff.
And, yeah, but,
I think his boys would have said, "Look, man, sober up."
I don't know.
No,
I don't know.
I thought she meant back at the hotel.
Well, didn't he say something about? She said that he was one of the ones he pulled up on stage.
Yeah,
you know how singers do that. Mm-hmm, you know that they pull some of the fans up on stage.
Yeah, but if she be big girl, he ain't pulled her up on no stage.
Well, it depends on what he did with her.
Nothing.
Well, you know what? I find it to be quite odd that out of everyone who's accusing him, he's gonna say, "Oh no, not
yeah,
her."
Yeah, see, I thought
like,
that too.
You're gonna just get up out the blue and just no, not definitely not
right,
her.
Right.
You know, it's,
I thought that was odd too.
Right.
My thing on that too is that this girl has herpes. Because
Usher's the only one with herpes.
Okay, yeah, but okay, right. But if for one thing, if it is so. You know, she has herpes because she would know that they would probably have her checked. So she know that she has herpes.
Yeah, but they couldn't tell if it was Usher who
right,
gave it to
right. But I'm saying my thing date. Is this girl has to have herpes.
The first or second
yes,
girl. Saying.
Yes, and the article and the one. Article did say that. The article said that she definitely has it. And she's saying that he gave it to her. But I don't think that Usher would have had to come out and say, no, I never slept with her. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I guess
it's
he
more
just,
than her that's saying that he gave it to them. And he's never denied the others.
But you know what I think it is? I think it's more of a self-esteem thing for him. You know how he says that he pulls his fans on stage for self-esteem purposes.
Mm-hmm.
I think, like, you know, everyone's already ragging on Usher about him having herpes. You know, he didn't give it to the bridesmaid who was, you know, married to the wife. You know what I'm saying? Everybody asking the wife has it. Yeah. I mean, after all this is piling upon him, you know, just that last straw was the last one. It broke the camel's back. He said, no.
I don't know. I don't know how I feel. I don't know. On one hand, I don't think that he had to lie. He could have just kept silent, just like he kept silent on all the other ones.
So what you all are saying, okay, Usher probably didn't smash this girl.
I'm not saying that either.
Has it ever been proven or has he ever admitted that he has herpes?
The fact that he did not say he did not have it.
Okay, so my thing is, you saying, I've never smashed this girl, but I don't even have herpes.
Well, that's what I'm saying. He's never said, because, I mean...
I think at this point it's probably true.
Mm-hmm. I think at this point, and he would not be paying the first girl.
Yeah.
Isn't he paying her? I think he's already paid her, didn't he? Like I think he's paid her $1 million. Over $1 million. Mm-hmm. So what is he paying her for?
And there's no cure for herpes.
No. You'll never die from it, but it's no cure for it.
Yeah, you would never know that the person has herpes until they have an outbreak.
Right.
Yeah.
True.
Wait a minute. What you mean you'll never die from it?
You can't die from her. You don't die from herpes.
Okay, so that's syphilis that goes in your brain.
Yes.
Syphilis can go to the brain. And
if it's uncurable for a certain amount of time.
Right. If it's so long. But you won't die from herpes, though.
Yes.
So, you know, I don't know. The whole thing is tragic, though. And this is stressing the importance of protection. And stop sleeping around.
Yeah.
How about that?
I mean, they have a lot of things for oral sex these days.
Okay.
Oh, you can get herpes in the mouth, can't you?
Yes. Yeah, I don't know if you can get it. Yeah.
I'm just saying, there's protection for everything. Right. That's what she said.
They have dental dams.
Yes, Like, you know.
Dental dams.
What's that?
Women use.
Yeah, it protects the saliva from getting on private areas.
Yeah.
But that's how you ultimately get, you know, STIs and STDs.
Yeah.
There are ways, you know what, people?
What's it's STI? So many.
Sexual transmitted infection.
You know, it's so many things going around out here. It's so many different types of medication, prevention methods. I mean, you should, it's just too much. It's too much.
I say stop laying down with any and everybody. I don't care if
you don't have to lay down.
I don't care if he is Usher. I don't care who he is. Stop laying down with everybody because people are human. As you can see, just because he's a star, a celebrity, don't mean he's clean. Yeah, that's right, Madea.
Don't mean he's shining.
It sure ain't. So, you know, that's what I said.
Yeah.
He's like older women anyway.
He likes people who resemble his mother.
Not resemble, but he's looking for a mother.
Isn't he married again?
No, he's not married.
I thought he got married after this.
No, ma'am. Usher is not married.
He married after a second time.
I thought he did too.
What was that lady?
He did. It was somebody. Tamika was the only one that he married.
He remarried again.
No, he got married. I think they said.
You know what? It was probably Kevin Hart.
Do some research. We need to do some research on that to see.
You know what? I'm going to contact my people to contact his people, I'm going to get the scoop.
Okay. Well, until then, contact that phone.
and find out. Do not reveal my sources.
Thank you.
So Chance the Rapper and Dave Chappelle are some of the celebrities. Are some of the celebrities whose bodyguards or someone in their camp have gotten into altercations with fans. Chance has been the latest one because his rapper actually got arrested for a recent altercation with a fan. Something about he was at a hotel in Chicago and the fan wanted to something like that. But here's my thing about it. Fans have to understand that these celebrities are people too.
Yeah, real people.
And they sometimes want their privacy. You know, like, I understand that they're movie stars. I understand that you like them. You like their music. You like their movies. But you have to understand that not all the time when they're out, they want to spend all their night signing autographs.
Yeah.
I remember somebody, I can't remember who said it, but they were like, you know, if you let fans They'll want you to sign every single autograph until your arm falls off, you know, and they don't want cameras and cell phones flashing in their face all the time. And then, you know, fans, they following people. Who's the guy that kicked the girl in the chest?
Oh, that was Kevin Gates.
Kevin Gates. Yeah.
I believe he kicked her.
In her bosom. He kicked her in her breast.
But you know what? Who else was out here kicking people? Was it?
That was 50 Cent that kicked that girl in her chest. 50 Cent
did something to some girl, too.
And said he didn't know it was a... No, he hit her with his fist
something,
in her face.
Something.
You know what? No. Remember when Miguel hit the girl and did a...
Well,
kick in her head?
That was accident.
Right, that was an
he
accident.
Jumped over her
he
head.
Tried to jump over her head.
Miguel knew his legs was not that long. You understand me?
And I forgot it. It was two comedians in the bathroom, too. I forgot.
That's Dave Chappelle. I think that was Dave Chappelle.
When they were using the bathroom, when he kept telling him, you know,
right.
They're in the bathroom.
I think that was Dave Chappelle.
And the guy was suing
him. No, that's
him.
Ridiculous.
I mean, see, that's my point. And this girl, this Kevin Gates girl, she grabbing his ankles, kept grabbing him on the stage.
Grabbing who?
Kevin Gates. If that's the guy's name that just kicked
the
girl.
Yeah, that's
okay.
His name.
Mm-hmm. Well, and, you know, people have to understand that they just want a normal night out with their family and friends sometimes.
But
mm-hmm.
You have to think, too, the fans are the ones making you money.
Well, but...
Well, not the obsessed crazy one grabbing
right,
the triangle.
Right, yeah.
Do you guys remember when... you know, it's getting out of control. Even Justin Bieber done slapped somebody.
Justin Bieber is always in trouble with
well,
somebody.
He's changed a lot. He's getting
what,
more...
his hair?
Well, I thought he's a monk now.
He's a monk. No, he was just seen taking shots with his pastor on Snapchat.
Yeah. He has a cool pastor, though. He was just on Oprah the other week, and I saw him.
Yeah.
His pastor's pretty cool. And here's the thing. And celebrities need to also understand that these fans are looking for a payday.
Oh, yeah.
And that they purposely start these fights with y'all so they can get paid.
Mm-hmm.
So stop feeding into it, you know?
Right, because, you know what? Another example. I don't know why I keep bringing this up. But what's his name? Ray J had persocked. What was his name? Just shot him in the head. Was it Perez? Perez.
Really?
Yes.
Who was Perez?
Hit He's Perez a gossip, in gossip the guy. Face. Told Perez, you're going to stop talking ass. And
really?
Boop, hit him. Perez, you see that? No, you see that? I mean, Raymond.
But see, again, you know, my grandmother used to always tell me, you can't stop people from talking about you.
Yeah.
People going to talk about you. You can't stop it.
Mm-hmm.
So why even worry about it?
Yeah.
And then they giving all these hundreds of thousands of dollars to these fans because they don't sue you, because they don't provoke you to hit them in the head or in the face.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think, you know, and just like you said, Tanisha, also, or whoever that just said it, is that celebrities, I've heard celebrities also say, you know what, I know it comes with the territory.
Mm-hmm.
But what's the line?
Yeah, it has to be a line.
You know what I mean? Like, what's the line there?
I think the line is when I'm in the restroom, don't approach me.
I think
me.
So, too.
Yeah.
Eminem says some guy approached him in the bathroom when he's trying to pee.
No, that's just Steve Harvey said it's the man code. Once he's out, step back.
Yeah, you don't even talk. Seriously, you don't even talk in
especially
the bathroom.
Women do, but not me.
Yeah, when your hand is on it.
Yeah, you just it's weird. You know, you just
which
don't.
Makes sense though.
Sure,
you know?
It makes sense. You know, the most men do in the bathroom is, "What's up?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, how you doing?" That's it.
And don't even look down.
Oh, don't look down now.
Yeah.
Don't look down. So I don't know.
I'm going to go in the men's bathroom one day and see what it looks like.
It's clean in the men's bathroom.
It stinks.
It does not stink.
It stinks because you can walk by it.
It does
it
not stink.
Stinks.
No. I heard the women's
very
bathroom
pee-y.
Was the nastiest bathroom there is.
Wow.
That's what they say.
Well, I mean, there are some nasties out there.
Well, it depends on where you're at.
So Kendall Jenner went to a bar in New York this past weekend called Baby's All Right, which I don't understand that, in Brooklyn. Her bill came to $24. And on Monday, the following Monday, someone from the bar posted on Instagram a picture of her receipt and accused her of not leaving a tip.
Oh, well, you know, they hot with her anyway.
Kendall Jenner?
Yeah.
Why?
Okay, you know who I'm thinking about. Who? What's the mama daddy name?
Caitlyn?
Yeah, they mad with Caitlyn.
But look, they posted it on Instagram and highlighted the section that the tip section was blank. She then posted and said that I left a cash tip. I didn't leave a tip on the thing. Mm-hmm. And my thing is, first of all, no one has to leave you a tip at all.
Right. According to you, Eric Lee, I'm gonna call you out.
I never said you have to leave somebody a tip.
You put a lot of pressure on people next to
There is no law that says you have to leave a tip. It is not against the law. And why do you call her out on social media about it? That's another thing.
Because that's
saying.
What their family does. Their family is a whole bunch of social media boobs.
Well, I don't know. Well, that's what they are. And then I said, well, maybe she got terrible service.
Yeah, could have been.
Maybe
that.
She, you know, really. But she said that she left a tip. But I'm gonna tell you, I don't leave a tip if I get a tip. Now I'm a tipper. I believe in tipping. But if you don't give me good service, I'm not leaving you a tip.
Well, everybody must give you good service because every time I've been with you.
Here's my tip. Get some training on how to be a better waiter or waitress. And with that, we'll be right back in just a moment. You're listening to This Is How We See It. We are back. Thanks for coming back with us. So, Tanisha, you were talking about R. Kelly, right? I mean, we talked about him last week, but are there any updates? Do you know anything new about it?
No.
You just wanted to talk. What do you want to say about it?
Have you returned home yet?
Have who returned home?
You.
What?
Have you returned home from Kelly's
She's
house?
Trying to say you were one of the... you were one of the people.
I don't think it's considered hostage.
Why don't you think it was considered a hostage?
Because they're willingly doing it.
Mm-hmm. But what if they're underage?
I thought it was underage.
R. Kelly has actually, I guess he has more of acquired taste for older people now. Like, I think he started at 16 and up now. Before it was a little younger. But I think he's slowly climbing up there.
But, you know, I agree with you, Tanisha. I think that if they are of age, meaning 18 and older, leave the people alone.
Now, let me tell you about that. You saying of age, okay, yeah, legally they are of age, but a child's mind does not come into focus or really
develop.
Yeah, until they are 21.
25.
It's 25.
25.
It was 21 on the...
And that's why they raised it to 25. Okay.
It's 25. But the law does not see it that way. The law says you are grown at 18 years old.
Really? Yes.
So well, some 16. You can, well, 16.
That's if you're emancipated.
Yeah, if you're emancipated minor. But the law does not say you're grown at 16.
Not too much of being emancipated at 16 either. A child can run away at 16 years old and they won't do anything about it.
The law says that you are grown at 18 years old.
You can't
anything under 18, you're behind, will go to jail for statutory rape. 18 and older, you can't go to jail for statutory rape. So I agree with you in the fact that if these girls are over the age and they are willing, they're not being held hostage, I say, what? What you gonna do?
I mean, I don't understand because I'm with you, Tanisha. I don't think these girls are being held hostage because, I mean, they have food, they have water, they have cable.
He's not keeping them like locked
freedom,
up.
Mm-hmm. And he's not living there. That's the big thing. You mean to tell me, is it like Saw or the Jigsaw puzzle? If I open the door, it's gonna shock me.
So if he's not living there, what is, I don't understand the point. What's the point of having this house and having the girls there, though?
It's like a brothel. You know, each room is a surprise.
Yeah, each room has it set. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the girls said that they had to get permission to go from one room to the other, even as far as using the bathroom.
Because you cannot be in Candyland and you're going to hop over to Hot Lava. You know, you cannot cross themes like what? That.
Okay.
I'm just giving examples, you know.
But how do you know that?
Oh, you're talking about the themed rooms.
Yes,
one is Candyland and one is...
Each room is themed. You cannot be playing. Oh. You know, you cannot just be hopping.
You know this for sure. You're just saying this.
No, well, the girl said that each room was for different things. But yeah. My thing is, and that's another thing, too, about appearance. The girl that they showed, she didn't look up to par. She was like a little ordinary
what
girl.
What do you mean up to par? What does that mean?
Like her friend braided her hair in the neighborhood. her daddy was proud of the fact that...
Well, that's what happens when you step out of that
Y'all
house.
Didn't see the interview?
No, I didn't. I didn't
you know
see
what?
The interview.
You know what? These girls probably are just average, ordinary girls because you have to get them young and train them early.
You train
I think what it was, he got some new girls and he didn't favor her anymore if she really was there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what? R. Kelly taught her a lesson. He said, you gonna step out this house?
And are they having sex with different men?
No, it's just him.
Oh, it's just him. So he's keeping them in the house for when
they
he comes.
They each got different acts to do in different rooms. And another thing, too, one girl said she was able to leave to go school shopping for her son. Now, if you're able to leave, oh, then another thing, she said they was only allowed to wear jogging pants, so they won't seem too sexual. So I was like, this doesn't make sense.
Wait a minute. So this girl did an interview with who? Who was she interviewing with?
It didn't even look like a real interview with newscast people there and stuff. It really looked fake.
It could have been fake.
So, you know what? We should have one of them on the show.
We should have one of the girls on the show. Absolutely. They're probably looking for money, and we don't pay.
They say she left since college or something like that, and they kept trying to get her to come
back.
How
did she say he recruited her? How did she even get on his radar?
Well, the girls that are there, some of the parents.
Audition.
Oh, yeah, that one girl was a singer, and he was supposed to be guiding her career.
Right.
Yeah.
He was guiding.
Yeah. And then, but she, and even this girl has come out and said, I'm not being held hostage. I'm not in any type of cult. I'm here because I want to be here.
Yeah, but they said they kept seeing a shadow on the side. Like before she would answer a question, they could see like a hand or something like, don't do that. Don't speak.
Okay, at this point, if you're doing an interview and you want to tell on somebody, you have all these people, these chemical people here, you can just tell right then, I'm being held hostage.
I would.
You know.
I certainly would. I would say it right then. Yes, he's holding me. I do not want to be here. And take me with y'all when y'all leave.
Right. Well, I didn't.
You didn't want to be there?
Okay.
All right. Selena's maid.
All right. Let's just... this is a story that we have not talked about, and I don't know how the story got past me, but Kenya Moore is married.
Yeah.
Oh,
she is married to a businessman. He's a successful businessman. Yeah. How she got somebody to marry her without paying him, I don't know.
Is he from the States?
Well, she was a nice-looking girl to me.
Yeah. She's a pretty girl. Pretty girl. I'm assuming everybody knows who Kenya Moore is.
Yeah, because he's refusing to be on the show.
Well, that's the thing. They're saying that there's trouble in paradise now because he does not want anything to do with the spotlight. He wants nothing to do with television at all. But she is trying to pressure him to doing the show, to doing the
Atlanta
Housewives.
But you know what? Maybe Kenya turns into a different person when the cameras are rolling. It's possible. Because,
true.
I mean, she could be really exhausting like that all day.
Can be. She is really exhausting.
Well, he knows that TV world is negative.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it can be, especially that kind of show.
Yeah.
That kind of show is very, very negative. Mm-hmm. And he wants nothing to do with it.
And what about Love and Hip Hop when they had Keisha Cole up there? She was already getting
up.
Lord,
that's
not going to do nothing
mercy.
To her career.
Oh
well,
my
you know,
God!
I think
well, she's got a new album coming out. She is. That's where she is.
Because I think out of all the singers and dancers and musicians, I think she's actually really an established one. The only one that's up there.
Oh yeah, I mean we were talking platinum. You know, platinum.
Yeah, I really don't
Ray
see
J,
how. To
Ray
me,
J.
She's monotone. She has one tone.
You know what? Keisha Cole makes the greatest album when you hurt her feelings.
Well, that's Mary J. Blige too.
Yeah,
Mary J. Blige.
If you
makes
are happy,
a good album.
And neither one of them can sing.
You know, Keisha.
You mean dance.
Sing. You know what? Keisha started singing funny when she got that gap closed in her I don't know if it just blocked the vocals from coming out, but if it's the money, yeah. I don't know if it can go through her mouth or
I bought her first album. Mm-hmm. And it was good.
Who, which one? Keisha.
Keisha Cole.
And that's the only one.
Because she had that gap.
And what's that?
Mouth.
I should have cheated.
Right.
Yeah, actually, it's not. That whole album is good.
Oh, yes, yep. It is.
It really is good.
It's when she got her, mark my word, celebrities, singers, once you get your grip, Bobby Brown.
Oh, he's out of breath now.
I thought Bobby Brown still had his gap. I didn't think he closed his gap.
I know. He still sounds good.
Oh, does he really?
Yeah.
Bobby Brown sounds like, oh, my God.
When was
Bobby
that?
Brown?
He can't even breathe right. Somebody said if he had a personal training nutritionist, he would be back to his regular self. My daughter had nerve to ask me, will I want tickets to go see Bobby Brown?
I'd go see Bobby Brown.
Tony. But somebody else said no.
It was Tony, and then it was Eric Benet.
No.
They're going to be here.
I'll pay to see him.
I was trying to, you know, get
I can't see myself looking at Bobby out of breath.
I'm sorry. I would go see Bobby Brown.
I had her like, I think it was like the fourth row.
I don't care what the first
Well, let me ask you this. How much were the tickets?
She was like probably $15.99.
It was like $60.
Oh, no.
That's too much for
me. I ain't had a hit in 35 years, and you think I'm going to pay $60 to see you?
And somebody else get the ticket for you.
But it's
I might go then if somebody else would buy.
But see, it's other seats, though, that were there that was like for $45.
Okay.
You know, I want her to have a good time, so maybe she can stop.
Come on. You know you like my prerogative.
I was at work. She texted me. Come on, would you see Bobby Brown? I said, I might. Then I thought about it. I said, no, I want to see him.
And I had hit cancel real quick.
Bobby Brown. Now, I can see if it said, you know, special guest, New Edition, you know, something like that.
But you never know who they bring
and,
with them.
And Dougie Fred. Yeah, old school. Yes, but not that. No. Mm-mm.
You know what?
I love Dougie Fred.
My thing is, if someone's treating you, go.
I mean, right. I mean, if somebody is buying your ticket,
I thought you
were
just asking a general question.
I have no type of interest in you.
I didn't know Mary J. Blige was here.
Yeah,
I wouldn't go see her. I like Mary J. Blige, but I wouldn't go see her.
You know, I'm really shocked at Mary J. Blige.
I'm scared she's going to wear that chain link fence again that she had. What?
You know, out of all these celebrities hitting people, I'm surprised that foot and that leg ain't hit nobody yet. It ain't connected. You know, she be dancing, and be kicking and bobbing and weaving.
Her foot and legs aren't connected.
Well, she dancing.
Her knees are connected.
That's not right.
I'm shocked she ain't kicked nobody
yet.
Well,
I was embarrassed on the when she sung on the awards. I said,
what award show?
What was that?
She sounded good on this last BET. You're crazy.
No, she did.
She looked a mess. She looked a mess, but she did sound good.
No, she did not.
And that's when I decided. I said, I don't want to go see her at the Red Hat.
Y'all are
no.
Y'all are okay.
Would you go see Avant?
Oh, yeah. No. Yes, what? For you to see one song?
You know, I saw Avant when
I got Avant, two CDs of Avant.
Yeah, but who knows anything about? Except that one separated song?
No, we know everything.
I saw Avant back when Women's Empowerment was $9.75 when it was downtown.
$9.75?
Yes, it was $9.75.
I think it was like the first one.
Oh. Yeah, downtown. It's a little short sale.
Yeah, not so much. Not I love Avant.
Now, if you say old school, I'm there.
Yeah, but see, my old school is different from your old school because, you like old school hip-hop. I like old school R&B.
Well, I do, too. I would love to go see, I just didn't see
Yeah, but you don't like old school classic R&B.
Yes, I do. Are you
That's
crazy?
That's mine. You don't like it.
What? What are you talking about? I mean, really?
Oh, I forgot you stole some of my
What? You know what? Yeah, whatever. Boy. I have this little thing that I make. You know, this on the, what do you call that little?
iPod thing.
No, what's the stick?
The stick.
Oh, the USB.
The USB.
Yeah. I had it first. I made them first.
You did not make them first. I did the Christmas thing first. And then she started.
Oh, my God. You really saying that?
And they've been copying me and copying my music ever since.
Are you really going to say that?
I sure did. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay right with us.
I'll stand.
We are back. Thanks for coming back with us. Still in the studio with Miss C, Tanae, and Tanisha.
That's right.
So a new study has come out and said that women who get C-sections are 31%. They have a 31% chance of having complications down the road because of the scar tissue. And the more C-sections you have, of course, the more scar tissue you develop and, you know, the more complications you could have. I mean, it kind of makes sense, though, right? I mean, if you're cutting, if you keep cutting up in the same area.
Which they say could lead to you having a hysterectomy.
Right, right.
I didn't have.
Yeah.
I didn't have no complications.
We said down
well,
the road.
Not, it didn't say, it said 31%. So you might be in the other percentage.
What's the other percentage?
Well, 31 from 100. 31 from 100. What's that, 69? Yes, there you go. But they were saying that, you know, some C-sections are necessary for, you know, for some women to get. So that was interesting. Never thought about that before.
Yeah, I had my son naturally, so I didn't ever
have anything. C-sections should only, to me, should only be a life or death situation.
And mine was, it was emergency cesarean.
Yeah. Why, what happened? What did you do?
Maybe because your big head was stuck up in there and your
heart
dropped.
I should have just slid on out then.
Yeah. So we had to have an emergency cesarean. And yes, afterwards my scar had opened up, which is called the keloid, which keloids are prone in African Americans.
Well, that's what they're saying. They're saying that
but it was just a little bit.
C-sections kind of lead to other complications.
Well, if you would sat out somewhere, it wouldn't have been opening.
Sat out.
I went home and addressed it myself.
Yeah. What do you mean you addressed it yourself?
She thinks she's a doctor. Anytime, you know, she takes one of her children to the doctor's office.
She thinks she's
you know, but the doctor says, yeah, she has a cold. Yeah, I'm a cold. Yeah, you know, that's a cold, C-O-L-D. Everybody knows I saw that too. They're like, yeah, okay, we'll go ahead and give them some azithromycin. Yeah, it's for mice, and you get that for the cold. You know, what is that? 500 milligrams? I just said, you know what? Why don't you just go
well,
ahead?
For one thing, I took medical terminology, and I know the codes.
And she
lets
everyone know.
Yes, okay.
And they be talking in the code, and I'm like, oh, that's just such and such. They're like, you're correct. I'm like, yeah.
And when they say you're correct, their eyes roll so far in the back of their head, it be back there on their necks. I'd just be like, Lord, just let them do their job.
I don't know why they just don't say in plain. Well, I can understand that as well, too, when you go to school and learn things. You know, you speak the correct terminology. Like I still do because I'm a hairstylist.
Okay, you know a lot of terminology then.
Prince Harry, you know he's with Meghan Markle. You know, she's the girl on, what's that show, Suits? I think it's Suits.
No.
Yes, she is. She's on that show. I think it's Suits.
I'm saying no, it's that I don't watch.
Oh, you know, yeah, I don't either, but I know who she is because she's dating, because she's biracial. And they're saying that they're going really strong, but here's what I heard. I don't know if this is true, but I heard that the Queen will not give her consent for them to get married.
Why? Because she's an actress?
I don't know. They don't know why she won't, but they're saying
what? Does she have to?
Well, you know, in their country, you know, the queen, you know, because she can disinherit you if she wants to disinherit one of her family members because the money is hers.
At the end of the day, if my queen said no, boy, you got to go. I'm not being disinherited.
Especially if your queen is worth $7 billion.
Right. I will see you. We can Skype, text, you can hit me on Snapchat, but you better not come around here no more.
But he has made several comments about wishing that he wasn't a part of the royal family.
Well, you know what? If he really doesn't want to be a part of it, he can, like, you know, trade places with me.
But you know what? I get that because, you know, that Diana said the same thing when she divorced Charles. I didn't see it, but I want to see it.
It's good. It's been on about 3-4 times.
Yeah.
But they said that she just was like, I don't want anything else to do, you know, with this.
Yeah.
Because even after marrying Charles, she was still under a lot of scrutiny.
Yeah.
She wanted her life back.
Yeah, they said that they basically the monarchy runs your life. Like, yeah. You have things that you can do and things that you can't do.
Well, she was sort of a wild child with it.
Well, and she wouldn't let them control her.
Yep. Yeah.
She wasn't going to be controlled by it. And they're saying that the queen was not too happy about that.
Yeah. It was good.
Which is why there's a, have you ever seen the movie The Queen? No. With Helen Mirren, you should really watch it. It's a really good movie. Mm-hmm. And which they're saying that's why the queen didn't come for Diana's funeral, wouldn't come down to London for the funeral, because they're saying, you know, the queen was saying, you know, let me grieve the way I want. You can't tell me how I can grieve. But
yeah,
a
but
lot
you
of people
tell everybody else.
Well, she's the queen. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are saying that it was because of her feud with Diana. But it was so tragic, though.
Yeah.
Running from paparazzi.
Yeah,
I mean, take my picture. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to kill myself because you taking my picture.
She killed herself.
No, she they were trying to run from the paparazzi and the car crashed.
But look, the only person that survived was the driver.
Yeah,
right?
he survived.
I wonder if they had seatbelts in those cars.
I don't think they had seatbelts in the back. That's why her and I think Dodie Fayed, I think they died because of that. But
were
just,
they still in the car? Did they come out of it?
I don't remember. I remember the morning I woke up and they said she died. Yeah. Mm. I remember the morning I woke up when Aaliyah died.
I know. It seems surreal.
I remember that.
All because she wanted to put all her luggage
Luggage. Like, really?
And they kept telling her, no, it was too much.
The guy kept saying, ma'am, this is too heavy. Well, I'm not. I think she said she refused to get on or something.
Trying to help to get back to Damon Dash.
Was that where she was trying to get back
they
to?
They had started a relationship.
Well, she was in love.
Indie love.
She was indie love.
She knew that plane was too small for that.
Yes, she knew and wouldn't listen to the people telling her.
I would have been very
I know the other people glad it was too small for them to get on.
Yeah,
because,
Was her dancers up there?
Some of her dancers,
And a hairstylist, too,
I think
right?
A hairstylist was up there.
Well, did everybody die? Did the
Everybody in the plane on the plane died, I think. Mm-hmm. I think everybody died. Nobody survived. Not even the pilot.
Did it even get up in the air?
It got up in the air, but then it fell. Mm-hmm.
You know what?
Mm-hmm. The pilot shoot. Well, that hurt. Well,
all of this money.
He was, drunk or something too.
Yeah, I don't know.
All of this money.
So the Register of Deeds. You know, we've been talking about the Register of Deeds. Here's an update on it. They have a newly appointed leader. His name is Charles Gilliam, and he is a former judge. Okay. Now, they say that he has been a longtime critic of the way that money was handled in that office for years.
Okay.
So he kept trying to, you know, blow the horn and say, look, this practice y'all got going on is not, you know, efficient for this. Mm-hmm. Now, the total amount now that has been stolen stands at $895,000.
Somebody was getting a raise.
Last we heard it was $600,000, I think. Now it's $895,000. Since he has taken office, he has instituted a few new rules. For instance, they are now counting the money 5 times a day, and it's being counted by different people. So it's not just pick up, give to Miss Riddy or give to the, you know, register. Yeah. It's count it 5 times. You count it first. You count it next. And then, you know, so on and so forth.
So have they cleaned out the offices and hired all new people in there?
He didn't say that they hired new people. He is making them document any amount of money that is off by the previous count. So if you counted and said it was 3,000 and then you counted and said it's 3,998, you got to say two cents is missing. And if you count it and it's missing from there, then you got to say what's missing on it. Because it's the trail. That's that. I mean, that makes sense. That, you know.
Should have been done it.
Exactly.
Okay, so what have they done about her? Is she being charged?
They didn't say anything about her. But here's another thing. They are currently working to be able to accept debit and credit cards for notary services and birth, death, and marriage records. So right now, I guess it's only cash. But now they're working to accept debit and credit cards.
Yeah, because I think I paid cash when I did.
Yeah, I had to write a check. I had to write a check. So that's good because, you know, less money to have to count.
Yeah.
I still just think, you already make $140,000. That's what the Register of Deeds, that's what Miss Riddick made. Mm-hmm. She made $140,000 a year, and you still had to steal money. Well, let me back up.
It has not been proven she did. Because it
has not been proven yet, but I'm just saying, with $140,000 a year, I think I would be satisfied.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's the same thing when celebrities don't pay their taxes.
Yeah, but not paying your taxes is not well, I guess it is a form of stealing, though.
Oh, it is. That's what you go to jail for.
Yeah, but, you know, taxes, you know, let's not even get on taxes. Why not? Because, you know, because I don't understand how somebody who makes $1 million can pay less taxes than I do.
Yeah, me too.
Hello? And somebody who makes more than $1 million pays less taxes than the person who makes $1 million.
Stop telling my business.
Well, how is that your business?
You said person who makes $1 million. You keep looking at me.
This child is on something terrible. One of the male engineers for Google has been fired because he wrote a manifesto declaring that women should not work in the tech field because there are biological differences between women and men. What he's basically trying to say is that women are inferior to men is basically what he's trying to say. Now, we all know that there are biological differences in men and women. But to say that those differences make one more inferior and superior, I think that's the problem.
Yeah, that's a little prejudice.
People bring different things to different situations. Doesn't mean that you're inferior because you bring something new, you know, or another aspect to the situation. Right. And it doesn't mean that somebody else is superior. So, you know, that would be like saying that, you know, black people shouldn't be working in the field because, you know, we're black. I mean, it's the same thing, basically, what you're saying.
Oh, a woman shouldn't have this type of job because she's more emotional. She's too emotional.
Well, that's basically what, that's another thing in his manifesto that he was saying, that women are more emotional than men are.
We're just emotional creatures.
Well, like I, you know, people said that about, Clinton, but like I said before, if any woman could be president of the United States, it's Hillary Clinton. If I were to vote for any woman, it definitely would have been Hillary Clinton.
Go Hillary.
She's kept a low profile though since, you know, all her stuff that's, you know, that happened.
Yeah, she done start looking like a farmer.
Maybe she's farming. What? She got enough money. Trust me. Them Clintons got a lot of De Niro.
Clinton better go get that black son he got. Stop denying.
Yeah, I saw that.
He does kind of favor him.
He favors him, but he's not.
Oh, yes.
That's not his son. Yes, he is. So here's my question to you, the three of you. Are you the type of person who requires your significant other to sever all ties with their ex?
No. And if you are, it's because you don't trust that person. And if you don't trust that person, you don't need to be with that person.
It's going to be particular ones because, you know.
So your answer is yes. So you were the first one to yell no, but your answer is yes.
I said no.
She did too.
The only reason why I would say, I mean, you don't have to do all ties. But, I mean, I feel like with some, you can be cordial, you can be nice, but I just think that sometimes...
there's a limit.
Yes. Like, if your ex calls you and says that she's hungry, let her starve. If her car broke down and she's in the middle of the road, tell her, instead of using her phone to call you, she should ask Siri, where am I? You know? Ask Siri, Siri, where am I?
Siri, I call OnStar. Right. Okay.
I do not know. You know, it's...
No, because I'm not a jealous type of person, but I do think it's weird for you to, I don't know, still be...
overly friendly.
Yeah, like with
reason.
Your... Exactly. So
like,
if y'all...
What?
They're an ex for a reason.
But if they didn't work out romantically, they could probably still be friends.
Yeah.
But at that point,
and you know what?
Lines
it depends on the situation.
Yeah. And I guess it would also, it would also depend on how long they were together, too.
Okay, now let me say this. Now, me and my ex-husband was married for 26 years. We divorced. We've been divorced for about 8 years now, and he has remarried. But we are still friends. But nothing sexually or anything. But we're still friends. So
I can't tell.
Do you think there's something wrong with that?
I absolutely do. Because here's
the difference with that. I happen to know this situation, and you do not hang out with your ex-husband.
You do not boo-coo-coo with your ex-husband.
Right. You might see each other at reunions and, you know, the children's house. Y'all might be there together, but you don't hang out. You know what I mean?
You don't cook with them. You don't say, oh, baby, make my drink how you like it, how I like it. You remember,
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's just certain things. Like, see, like with that, they can't be friends. Because, I mean,
who can't be friends?
You and your ex-husband. I don't see a friendship there. I still see something when I look at you two together.
We got to go to break. We'll be back in just a moment. Stay right with us. Thanks for coming back with us. Before I went to break, I'd asked a question that, are you the type of person who requires your significant other to sever all ties with their ex? And Miss C said that she was married to her husband. They got divorced. He's remarried. And that you guys are friends. Are you friends or are you cordial? See, there's a difference between being a friend with somebody and when I see you, we're cordial.
If you've been together with somebody that long, you cannot be friends.
I think we're friends.
Okay, but friends talk every day.
No.
We go out. I mean, you know what I'm saying? When you're somebody's friend.
Yeah, but I don't have any business talking to this man every day. Exactly. Like I said, he has remarried.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
I wouldn't even want to do that because to me that would be disrespecting.
That's my perm.
Her.
That's my perm.
You know, which I don't care about her, but that's me myself.
Oh, you know,
I would feel that
the
claws
are coming out, Missy.
No, I would feel. Just like I said, I don't care about her. I mean, I'm not.
She said again.
I'm not mad, or upset with her, but I'm just saying, me as a woman, I would feel like that would be disrespecting.
You know, that C stands for cattiness.
Whatever. But I say we're friends. I don't say you're friends.
I'd say that more. Again, you're cordial, but I don't
cordial
think you're friends.
Cordial is when you see somebody, hey, how you doing?
Meaning you talk about your business.
But we can talk. We can have long conversations. We can talk. We can laugh.
Yes, but isn't that when the both of you are at one of your children's house, not that you call each other on the phone once or twice a week.
Do a meeting.
Exactly.
Or something. Oh,
and
no, ain't
that's
rolling
that's
like that
what
now.
I mean.
We don't know what Miss C does. C can stand for confidentiality. It's a lot of things C is standing for today. We do not know where she goes.
Ooh. Well, that's true. We don't know where anybody goes, do we? Yeah. We really don't. So I think it's possible, but I think it would depend on the circumstance situation. The situation, and there's a lot of factors in it. But but for the most part, I don't think you should be enemies. I mean, you know, if you see each other out, oh hey, how you doing?
That's about it.
You know, but here's the thing now. You don't introduce me,
there's a problem.
We got a problem.
You okay, say
That's gonna be some furniture moving.
What are you saying? If who don't introduce,
if the person that I'm with doesn't introduce me to their ex, we got a problem.
Oh, when you see them,
absolutely, absolutely.
And what would
okay,
you do?
Hold it.
If we're out and you see your ex,
and you speak,
you say, and then you don't say, "This is somebody's jaws." Something's happening.
You know, this violence.
I'm just kidding. I'm not saying that, you know, any violence. But
I tapped the forehead.
There's a problem with that. There's going to be a problem with that. So
I don't know. I mean, I'm always being introduced all the time. Like, it just,
yeah. But the question is, what are you being introduced as?
See, now that's a thing. That's another thing.
That's what I
title.
That's another thing. If we're out somewhere,
mm-hmm.
and you see your ex,
and you say, "This is my friend."
Yeah. Okay. I'll just say, you know, this is this person, and this is this. Now, I feel like if depends on how me and you are, you know, and you see your ex, depending on how me and you are, when you see that ex, if you all can speak, I think you should say, okay, ex, this is Mrs. C. This is my friend.
Exactly.
I'm gonna go further.
Should he tap your shoulder the way you tap yours?
I'm gonna go further, and I'm gonna say, don't say this is my friend. Say this is, you know,
what, my girlfriend?
Yeah, so who, yeah.
But are you girlfriend and boyfriend?
Yes.
Okay, but well, then you supposed
I
to.
I think it would be awkward if someone were to, if I'm out with one of my male friends or one of my boyfriends at the time, and he's, you know, a girl
notice that
us,
at the time,
and he says, "Oh, this is my ex girlfriend, Cindy. Cindy, this is my current girlfriend." Here, I was like, "I don't care about Cindy. Bye, Cindy."
But you don't have to say that. He could say, "Cindy, this is my girlfriend, Tanae." And then after Cindy's gone, what am I supposed to do? And then when Cindy's gone, then he can say, "Well, I used to date her." Do you want to go back?
No, why would you? Okay, but you would
probably be petty that way.
No, I wouldn't be. The only time I've ever like introduced an ex of mine to one of my currents is when that ex can be beneficial to me and my current. Like if we're out somewhere that moves, I'm like, oh my god, this is my ex, and you know I get a little hooker, and after that I'm like, you know, I used to date him. I used to date him. You know,
now if we're together. And he sees one of his exes, you know, just say, "Hey, how you doing?" Whatever. You know, I don't think he really have to introduce me.
Yeah, don't shout across the room.
And then, you know, go
on
about
it. Oh, well, if it's just, "Hey, how you doing?"
Yeah.
That's different.
Yeah, because
if that person comes up and you say, "Oh, hey."
If they come up and stop to engage in a conversation, yeah, you should do that. You should do that with anybody you're standing with. Introduce the person that you're with, especially if you know that person don't know that person that you're talking to. Yeah, you should. But just, "Hey, how you doing?" And you go on about your business. Now, when that person leave, you can say, "Well, yeah, that's Clara Jenkins. I used to talk to her." You know, that's fine. And you didn't have to introduce me to Clara Jenkins, because the only thing y'all said was, "Hey, you know, how you doing?" And keep it moving.
But you have some people that be like, "Why would you feel the need to tell me that's your ex?" You know,
that's why you don't say it in that person's face.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Y'all taking it too far. That wasn't the question.
What?
Well, you're taking it too far.
Reiterate the question.
The concept of you taking it too far, we just said, how would you feel if your current...
That wasn't a question.
But
either.
I think it's different caveats to that, though, which is why they're
caveats.
Trying to...
Caveats?
Yeah, they're different, you know.
What's that? What's caveats?
Caveat, different, you know...
Scenarios.
You know what a caveat is.
Nah, though. I know what caviar is.
I want to get to... You've never even had caviar.
I have.
See, for confidentiality.
I have. I don't like it. I didn't eat it, but I saw it.
When did you have caviar? Do you know how much caviar is?
Yes,
when did you
and
have
I know
it?
What
Do
it
you
is.
Know what it is?
Yes,
how
raw
you know
fish
she
eggs.
Never had a goldfish?
What do you mean raw fish? It's just fish
how
eggs.
I know she never had a goldfish.
They're raw
fish,
raw fish eggs. You can have cooked fish eggs. That. What's wrong with you?
Okay, I have to get to this next article because this is really good right here. It's sort of weird, and it's more for men than it is for women. But this could be for women, too. It is why you should never go commando. You know what going commando means, right?
Naked.
Without
naked.
Underwear.
Yeah.
Why you should never go
while
without
man
wearing.
Shouldn't go.
It's really anybody, but it's more specifically for men.
Why you shouldn't go?
Why you should
not.
Never go commando. Okay?
Meaning you have to wear drawers, Missy.
Well, here are the things. Chafing. Your pants or trousers are not going to be kind to your skin. They are not designed to be kind. That means chafing, which is painful skin irritation. Chafing is a tough mother, which makes its presence known long after you stop moving your legs. So they're saying you don't have any type of protection between your skin and, for men, you know, your testicles and the pants, and all that rubbing could mean some chafing. Sweat stains, especially if you're wearing lighter fabrics or colors, going commando will increase the likelihood of sweat stains. There won't be any underwear to absorb that funk.
Oh, Jesus. <geez. laughs>
And it's just going to look awful.
And then the dye from you sweating, well, that's what they're saying. Get up in that.
Well,
that's what they're saying.
It's been in that vajayjay.
Bacteria. Yeah. We hate to tell you that your privates are teeming with bacteria, which will transfer to your pants. And if you're trying on new pants in a retail store, we hope that you're not going commando and leaving those germs for the next customer.
Yeah.
I never thought about that,
but,
though.
But you know what? I've seen that because in a time when I used to, go into the store and buy, you know, pants and stuff like that, I always open up the pants all the way and look in the seat of them, because I have seen nasty pants in the department store, honestly.
Well,
I have.
There you go.
And you know another thing, you can get crabs from
you can
trying on clothes and stuff too. Surprise.
You wash your clothes when you get home or put them in the dryer on high for like 3 to 4 minutes.
Well, I got to buy brand new clothes and wash the crabs out of them.
But I'm saying, though, the clothes come from the factory and they've been sitting up.
Yeah.
So you're supposed to put them in the dryer for 3 to 5 minutes.
Here's the next one.
You want to put them in the dryer when you're killing bed bugs. Like, you know, because it's bugs and stuff on
there. They do say put them in the dryer when you first buy your clothes.
Yeah, kill any of the bugs up there.
Humidity. If you're living or playing in a land of summer, the humidity is going straight to your crotch, bringing with it all of the above, sweating, chafing, and bacteria.
You know what?
All of that evil would transfer to your pants without a middleman underwear to absorb them.
You ever think about K. Michelle calling her thing a hot pocket? That's what it is.
I bet a hot, rotten pocket. Increased laundry. Well, most guys wear their pants a few times before finally throwing them in the washer. Mm-hmm. If you're going commando often, you're going to have to reconfigure that schedule.
Yeah.
Fabric that directly rubs up against your skin is going to get dirty and smelly.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have to, you know, increase your laundry.
There's a bunch of sour crotches in there.
I'm bad. Cultural and societal rejection. The world sees going commando as one big nope. So I guess they're saying, you know, it's just not, you know.
Haven't you seen the news thing where a lot of these stars have gotten out the back seat of the car, and when they get out, you see their private? It's a lot of the women stars have done that, especially some of the country girls. When they get out the back seat, they open their legs a little too wide, and you see.
Ditch your tight pants. If you like skinny jeans and you also like going commando, you're going to risk getting that zipper stuck in your crotch, especially when attempting to sit down. Oh, my God.
Ew.
Don't play sports. Think of your game. Think of your game without a jock or supportive underwear to keep your boys in place. It's not going to tickle. Examine your zipper.
Oh, yeah.
We all occasionally forget to close that old porthole. If this happens to you while you're going commando, we hope it's seen by the right people and not the wrong people, meaning your teacher, your boss, or your minister.
Yeah, and then zipping up and getting caught
in wrong signal, sending the wrong signal.
Pee drops. You know from years after your toilet training experience that when you finish urinating, you're never really completely finished. A drop or two usually presents itself post-event. Those little droplets will make themselves known in the crotch area of your pants.
It's for a man.
Yeah. Well, some,
that's a woman,
yeah,
too.
Some women, too. And next, this is the nastiest one, bowel leakage. Have we changed, your mind about going commando yet? How about now? We hope it never happens to you, but sometimes S just happens.
You know what? I got a coworker. She used the bathroom 3 times today. And I said, she's my girl, ain't that wrong? That's normal. I said, that is not normal.
You're supposed to use the bathroom three times a day.
At work.
Yes, ma'am.
Poop. three times. Yes. At work.
You're supposed to go to the bathroom three
and
times.
And had the nerve to tell me that it felt wet back there. I said, what are you telling me?
Okay. Look, we're out of time. Thank you guys for listening to us. We'll see you next time. Bye for now.